The following podcast is part of the MindBodySpirit.fm podcast network.
Don't write yourself off so easily. We were never the fix-it, handy-person, tool-belt-wearing kind of lesbians. But then, something happened. In this episode, we talk about stretching yourself.
Welcome to the podcast where it's all about living your love story and making your life a story where love wins. My name is Sienna.
And my name is Toast. We're married and we've been partners in life, love, and music since 2001, over 20 years. On this show, we share our life as an Asian American lesbian couple.
Some of our favorite topics are positive spirituality, holistic health, sometimes cats,
lesbian alert,
and other things we hope are entertaining, uplifting, and helpful for living your love story.
So here we go. Welcome to our home studio in the Pacific Northwest. Hello, welcome to this episode. We are going to get to the main story and the main topic for the episode. But first, we just wanted to acknowledge, because not enough people seem to be acknowledging this, at least in our circle, but it just needs to be said that apparently the 80s are back.
They've been back though, right?
Yes, but it's just gotten more and more and more intense, and it's just feeling awkward, and somebody just needs to say it.
Yeah.
So, I said
it. So you're saying it.
So I just said it, yeah.
You're saying it on behalf of all of those who grew up during the 80s.
I don't know who I'm saying it for. I guess it's just for myself, but it's just kind of weird and surreal to see, you know, like the music videos or the performances on stage, and people are wearing bright, loud, fluorescent colors. Mm-hmm. And you just told me about the fanny pack.
Let me say that today, actually just this morning, a friend of mine told me that she bought this bag. And apparently she's younger than us. And she said, oh, I bought this bag and it's kind of like the it bag of the moment. And I had to get it. And so when I heard that, I was thinking like, oh, what bag? Like, am I missing out? Like, let me Google the bag, 'cause I want to see it. Mm-hmm. And the bag is called, it's by Lululemon, and it's called the Everywhere Belt Bag. But when I saw it, I was like, oh, that's a fanny pack.
kids, that's a fanny pack.
That's a fanny pack. I mean, it's. I will say, it is prettier, but it's a fanny pack. It's a little bag attached to like a belt-like situation.
A fanny pack.
It is. But it is prettier. I will say that. It's also much more expensive than a basic old JanSport fanny pack.
JanSport? Oh,
that's a thing, right? Isn't that,
I don't know,
back
what
in our
it
day?
Was. I don't, yeah. I'm trying to remember JanSport, the brand.
Is that the
brand name of the fanny pack that I was gifted, that I had for years? Was it? The label had a mountain range on it. Maybe it was JanSport. Is that JanSport?
I have no clue. Anyways.
Okay.
But so the 80s are back.
Yes, but
they have been back. And they're kind of hanging around a little bit. Except what's not 80s is the eyebrow situation.
Tell us about the eyebrow situation.
Because eyebrows have run the whole gamut. And for a while, I was worried for everyone with eyebrows. Because
hopefully most of us,
because they were so thick,
the caterpillar eyebrows.
I'm not talking about
that. Was the 80s, right?
Well, the 80s was the Brooke Shields, right? Like the thicker, really heavy, natural eyebrow.
Okay,
so that was that was kind of our time. But I'm talking about
our time, meaning when we were in high school.
Yes. But I'm talking about,
it's still our time now.
The eyebrows.
We're still here, just saying.
The eyebrows of just so thick and drawing them in thick.
Monobrow.
Which is a whole other situation. Anyways, I am glad. I'm actually glad to see that gone now.
Okay.
And what's coming back is a thinner brow, mm-hmm. although not thin like the late 90s, early 2000s. Not that thin. So I will say that the eyebrows right now are not 80s, and that's probably the only thing not 80s.
Okay.
All right.
So everyone, but the eyebrows now.
Just keep your eyebrows. So you're saying the normal, like, proportionate shape to your face. You don't have to make them really thick, nor like a Sharpie line, you know?
Like a little pencil, like a little.
Yeah, like a little.
Micro.
Like a little Sharpie line or, you know.
Oh, geez.
And it's not too, it's not, I mean, you know, some people like. Sometimes you lose some of your eyebrows if you lose like the outer third.
Well, if you have
sometimes
thyroid
that's
issues,
indicative of a right? thyroid imbalance. So there are times where yes, you're going to need to fill them out if it bothers you that you're missing the outer third. But if it doesn't, then it's okay. Yeah, whatever. But I just the hard part for me with makeup. Trends mm-hmm. like that, like okay. eyebrows and
okay.
stuff,
yeah.
is like, why, like, there's a proportion to the face. Like, why are you going to make it triple the size of a natural eyebrow or make them disappear like a one line,
yeah,
like one straight Sharpie line eyebrow? Like, why is that
like Charlie Brown's hair with one little wisp.
Yeah. I mean, I guess it's art. People see it as artsy and artistic. Like, I guess that's like the 20s, right? The
Isn't
lined,
it?
The one line eyebrow, where it's just a rainbow shape.
Okay.
Versus the sperm shape. Good God. You know what I'm talking about.
We're going to need to have,
anyways,
like a whole
I don't know how we got to
eyebrows.
That was very just spontaneous because I was thinking about
which is observations not the trends and you know how things change and we just as a culture we just want to mix things up and change things around and you know that's a
speaking of
funny
I will share
human tendency
I will share with the people so I'm going to share this with you all you know like for the past 2 weeks or so I've been waking up just feeling kind of depressed like feeling like, oh, every day is the same day. Like kind of having those mid-heavy COVID day feelings. Hmm. You know, where it's like, oh my God, how long is this going to last? I mean, obviously it's still here. Don't let anyone think it's not because it is. But we've all adapted in some ways, all that stuff. But yeah, I've been waking up feeling kind of like, you know, I
like
need
dead
something
inside.
New. Yeah, I need like something to look forward to. Then I was thinking, oh my gosh, we are coming upon our 1 year anniversary in our house, our basically what we call our house's birthday. So then I started to get a little excited about the projects that I kind of pushed to the side and things have been made new again. Mm-hmm. So why don't we move
yeah.
on to that?
Next. Okay. Yeah. Next. So next. We're going to talk about basically the surprise and delight of surprising yourself and liking yourself because you're stretching yourself.
Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Okay, so again, it was our house's birthday, we were excited, and it made us just kind of reminisce about when we first walked into this house and how, you know, when they say, you're going to know, you know, you think like, oh, am I going to know? Okay. And then each time you're thinking like, is this how it feels to know? Do I know? Do I not know? But then when you know, you do know, because this is how it felt when we walked into this house. And despite the bones are so good, the location was amazing, the yard is magical, but it was very outdated. And despite that, though, being outdated, it was undeniable that it was like,
okay, this is it. And so we knew, though, as we were seeing all the things that would need to be improved, it's like, oh my gosh, dollar, you know, all the dollar signs. And the one thing we knew was the priority was ripping out all the carpet and putting in hardwood floors throughout the whole place. Mm-hmm. Well,
laminate,
you can imagine it.
Laminate, not actual wood.
Well, we
just, for people who know these things, yeah. We didn't, but as we started getting estimates and shopping around, we were like, oh man. Yeah.
Well, honestly, too, the laminate was healthier for us. Mm-hmm. And also the warranty was amazing. And how you can clean it. I mean, there were just a lot of pluses with the mm-hmm. laminate. So anyways, it was it was like, what? That's what it cost. So we just was like, oh my God. Then, so we knew we had to have the floors done before moving in. And then we were looking at the kitchen. Now, if you folks have followed us or know, like, I love to bake, cook. Like, we, you know, the kitchen is for many people, like, just the hub. And the location of the kitchen is right in the middle. It's like the middle of the whole house. And so the kitchen here was like a 90s kitchen, I would say. And so the cabinets were all that kind of yellowy orange oak. The countertops had like strange, like faint diagonal stripes on the countertop. Maybe a slight odd tone on tone. I don't know. It was odd. I didn't notice the stripes at first. And then the bar area had like Christmas colored tile going across and no chips. Everything, you know, everything was just still nice condition, but just outdated.
Well, the countertops, so the tile was, yeah, really nice condition.
Tile, there was no
chips. It was just very bright and like,
is this
like you're on some kind of weird hallucinogenic trip? Anyway, yeah. But the countertops reminded me of the 70s, I would say.
Mm.
Like it kind of, it, you mm-hmm. know what it reminded me of? It would reminded me of going to like a recreational cabin center, like a center out, like a retreat where.
Oh, you and you're going into the, like the, maybe the main offices to register.
Yeah.
Like that counter
yeah,
or like the
you know,
kitchen
like the
area.
Parks and Recreation. And it's like, it just hasn't been updated since like the 60s or 70s.
Yeah, yeah. But it's completely functional.
Yeah, it's
and
functional.
It's fine.
Yes, yeah. Yes, anyway. Yes. Okay. So you got the picture. It was like, okay, we're going to stretch and take care of the floors
yep.
before we move in.
So we
it's
knew
a
that.
Big like nail biter, but it's like, we're going to do it because this is the time to do it. You're mm-hmm. not going to.
Before you move all your stuff in.
Right. Exactly. It's only going to get worse. Okay, so that's done. And then it's like the kitchen. Oh, okay.
My eyes.
Yeah, Sienna is very high class when it comes to her taste and her appreciation for finer things. And I have an appreciation. It's just not as much of a pain to my eyeballs as it is to Sienna's eyeballs. That's all.
I just love to take a space and make it beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And when I look, I was like, well, what could I do? I'm like, this tile, first of all, right? I don't know. The cabinets, I don't know. And yeah.
So I went and got estimates
yeah.
from
we
places
paint the
of like,
paint
hey,
the cabinets.
How much would it be to, you know?
Yeah. We even went down and looked at countertop quartz, like looking at things. People, it's so expensive. We were like, what? Okay, so we're not going to do all of that.
Yeah. So at first,
what about
it
just
was
the
like,
painting?
Are we going to, you know, do this ourselves? Yes, we're lesbians, and lesbians have a reputation for being very handy.
But we're not those kinds of lesbians.
Yeah, we don't have that part.
We're not the type, like some of our friends, we have some lesbian friends who are like, oh yeah, we can do that. And they have a saw, an electric, what is that?
We don't even know the names of it. I don't know. A circular
or
saw?
Like a tape
and saw?
And a space for it and those fancy tables that you can saw on.
Yeah. We don't have any of that.
We don't have that. And yeah.
So when we were looking at the kitchen and we're like, gotta help Sienna's eyeballs, it was not an option for us to do it ourselves.
It didn't even enter our mind.
Okay.
It wasn't even
so
like,
that's why,
maybe we could do it.
So that's why I went and got a few estimates. We started, yeah, looking mm-hmm. at countertops. And mm-hmm. then when the estimate came in, we're like, now doing it ourselves is an option. Yes.
Because it was right. way too much money. We're also not those rich kind of lesbians. So we're like, we're going to do it ourselves. So Sienna, huge props and all the props to her because she did all of the research online. Google and YouTube, gotta say, an amazing resource.
Are you surprised? I think a lot of people would have thought you would have done it.
Yeah, I did not do it.
Yeah, you didn't do nope. one little moment of it.
Nope.
But you were game nope. to just do whatever you needed to do.
I was the elbow grease. You know?
Well, so I mean, Sienna, I did.
No, you were too. But so Sienna did all of the research of like,
what to get,
what we're
how to
buy.
Do it.
Yep.
I cross-referenced all these videos to see, because there's too much information out there, honestly. But
that's
I knew when to stop.
Yep.
And I knew, okay, let me just watch the most popular videos and then cross-reference and see what's the overlap. Grab the overlap in terms of what materials, what da-da-da. Then just use a little bit of gut, right? Like, well, what feels, okay, I think this way. Let's just try this way. And then just
she
started ordering from,
yep. She bought all the things.
Got all the stuff.
We,
and we did it.
And we did it.
We painted the cabinets. And then here's the thing. Painted the cabinets. And I will tell you that I thought it was going to take two color coats and that would be it.
Okay.
So once we started, I was like, this is hard. And I was like, oh my God, what are we doing? We can't do this. Like that's what went through my mind.
Midway through sanding the cabinets?
Not even the sanding, like when we really started painting.
Okay.
And then I'm like, oh my God, we have to finish this up. And our kitchen is pretty large. And then it's like, it's too late. We got to finish this.
Right.
So after two coats, which is two color coats, I thought, okay, that's going to be it. After finishing the second coat and looking, I'm like, oh my God, we need to do a third coat. And that nearly killed me. Like, I was like, I don't think I have it in me. I don't think I have it in me. But because I truly have some hints of OCD-ness, I could see like, but this is the time to do it if we're going to do it. And this is, it's going to bother me to see these tonal shifts from this cabinet to this drawer, to this corner of this cabinet, to this part here. So we just did it. We just did it. Mm-hmm. And I'm so proud that we did it. Mm-hmm. I never would have thought we could really do it. And we did it.
Kind of a shocker.
It's kind of a shocker. But here, let's tell the people what happened after
okay.
that.
Oh, what happened after that?
Okay, so then, now the cabinets are looking pretty great. But then everything else looks crazy because the cabinets look nice and fresh.
Okay.
But here's the Christmas tile. Now somehow
oh,
even standing out
now.
More. And then the weird, you know, 70s recreational counter looking at us. Mm-hmm. So then I'm like, okay, so research started again, discovered we can paint tile. Never thought that in a million years. Never. You can paint a countertop.
What is the name of that? Because it's a special kind of paint.
It's an epoxy paint.
Okay.
And so that's what we used. But anyways, we did it, and it was amazing. Just the transformation, and you just can't underestimate what simple paint can do.
That was a shocker.
Wasn't it? It was
yeah.
like,
yeah.
Oh, what? Wow.
It's just paint.
Like,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. So just be prepared. Like, you might just think, okay, we're just going to paint. But then it changes how everything else looks now compared to the freshness mm-hmm. of the thing you made an improvement on. Everything else will start to look like, oh, and then you're going to want to do everything else. But this was just such,
okay,
this was such a moment.
Oh, go ahead.
Of
Sorry.
Like, you just don't know what you're really capable of. And then to feel so proud after, like being in the kitchen going, mm-hmm. oh yeah, we did that. And even the little mistakes like, oh yeah, haha, we, you know, like, oh yeah,
right.
I remember when we, right. oh yeah, I remember when we were going to kill each other over here because we were like just tired.
Oh, I don't remember that. Okay.
There were moments.
All right.
It's just grouchiness and paint fumes, honestly.
So all of that kitchen project was last year around this time. Around the time you'll probably be hearing this podcast episode.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, so as the 1 year anniversary of the house acquisition was coming up, Sienna,
oh my gosh.
Well, Sienna was like, the bathroom cabinets and countertops need to be done.
Yeah, right? I was. Yeah.
So that's how we opened this episode. You were like, oh, well, I was feeling kind of
the bathroom
depressed.
The bathrooms were like part of the plan to do after we moved in, but we were so tired after moving in.
Mm-hmm.
And then here comes the holidays sneaking up on us. And it was like, okay, forget it. Now we're in winter and we can't be doing paint things in winter.
Yeah, because you need ventilation.
And so then we thought, okay, well, I thought, let's just do it. We can do it during the summer. It's fine. But then as summer came and left, I was like, oh my God,
crap.
We need to do these things. So I'm excited to say that recording this, we have painted, we have done two coats in one of the bathrooms. We are going to be redoing the countertops. We're going to paint the other bathroom cabinets, the bathroom countertop, and then we're going to refinish the bathroom tub. And I'm so proud of us because I never thought we were those kinds of lesbians. Like, I just thought that's not who we are. We're artsy, acoustic guitar, cat-loving lesbians with some plaid, right? Like, that's who we are, some plaid and flannel, truck-owning.
What?
But as far as like...
Oh, my God.
As far as like fixers, like fixing things, and I'm so proud of us. The majority of lesbians can do this kind of stuff. Like, they know they can. We didn't know we could.
You're being so
stereotypical.
What is that? Yeah.
Okay, well, I mean, I base it off of true fact from our lesbian
we do have
community.
We do have friends who I imagine, yeah, are listening to
going
like,
they can do it.
Like, big deal, you guys.
Yeah, I mean, how long did it take before we had a power drill? The power drill we had was a gift.
Yeah. From gay men.
From our gay guys. Okay. Anyhow, we're so excited. We have all these things that by the end of, depending when this comes out, by the first week of November, these things will be done. And I'm so excited. Which I'll also say that depending on what kind of person you are, and I'm a planner. If you are a planner, you got to plan it because otherwise it's not going to happen. I knew I wanted to do these things in the summer, but didn't plan it. Didn't really have a
you mean
solid
like
plan.
Schedule it to be
yes.
Like this weekend,
yes.
We're not doing anything else.
Yes.
We're doing this.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it for planners, it takes that, you know? It takes doing that. And that's not hard to do.
That's, yeah, I guess to me, like that's the act of deciding.
Yeah.
And that's the act.
You're going to do it or not.
Yeah. And that's the act of, you know, be looking at FOMO in the face, you know, that fear of missing out in the face and being like, yeah, I'm going to miss out on everything else except this thing, which is what I actually care about, you know,
that
discipline of knowing you're going to reject all the other things except this one thing.
But because of the, like, you know how I said in the beginning about like feeling Groundhog Day vibes, I felt like I wasn't really having to say no to anything else, you know? It was just
in order
making
to do this project
or? Yeah. It was just really making a decision like, hey, you wanted to do this, so choose it and do it. Like, it was almost like making time for... Like, you want, this is something you want to do, so make time to do it, you know?
Isn't that funny, like, how even the things that we know we want, we don't prioritize? So weird.
We are weird.
We're weirdos, all of us.
Anyways, so.
Okay, so basically, hopefully, as we say in the opening of every episode, this was a little entertaining, a little uplifting, a little educational, and just trying to inspire you to prioritize the things that you want to do know, and stretch mm-hmm. and stretch because
this was a stretch for us.
Yeah. And it was not by choice. Well, in a way, it was forced. It was forced upon us.
Oh, yeah.
Because
we
it's
weren't like
do we want to spend
we're gonna,
that other money? You know, do right. we want to pay somebody else right. that much money to do it? It's
I
like,
don't understand
I'd rather
how
not
it's
because...
that expensive. Yeah, okay,
yeah.
anyways.
Yeah.
But then here's something. I want to tell everyone something else. You're going to be so surprised at... So we're not talking about, okay, so you can do your own home improvements. I mean, you can. But we're talking about just anything, you know, just really opening up your capacity instead of just like make yourself an option. Make, you know, oh, maybe I can do something. Let it allow the space to let it be an option mm-hmm. instead of already writing that off. Like, no, I can't do it.
Mm.
Because what I found fascinating after that, and this is, I think this is kind of funny because, you know, anyways, I started looking at existing things. Like you see, Toast, that lamp over there.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I could make that lamp better. This is just a lamp, okay?
Okay, okay.
And I'm like, I can make that lamp better. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to paint all the silver findings on that lamp, the silver base, the little silver moments in between those glass portions of that lamp, and I'm going to paint it black. It's not going to be...
What?
Ghoulish, because it's
serious?
Moments. Look how much silver is really on there. And just, it's going to uplift it, make it a little more like industrial vibes, like how black does, right? In a minimalist way. And I started, and I even have that black. I got the black paint for that specific
Are you
kind of
serious?
Chrome.
I did not know this.
Yes.
What?
So
I am
so,
shocked.
But what's amazing is that then you're like, I can do anything.
Yeah, yeah.
Until you find like, oh, well, maybe I should have saved that one for the professional. But
right.
So see that lamp, Toast, and that lamp, and that lamp?
What?
They're
I'm
all
just
like
shocked
a, like
that
a
that's
set.
What you were
I
thinking.
I still want to do it.
Wow.
I just forgot. So anyways, you'll be surprised, whatever it is you're thinking or questioning if you can do or not do. I bet you can do it.
And you know, as long as failure won't like harm you too much.
But it's never failure.
Or harm, well, when I say failure, I'm saying like even if you can't do it, even if it turns out that you can't.
Like, oh, okay, maybe I'm not
yeah.
so, yeah.
Yeah. You know, as long as that result is not going to produce harm for yourself or others in whatever way. Physical or, you know, financial or whatever, then just like try it.
Dip a toe in the water.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because there is that kind, the quality of joy and fulfillment that comes from stretching yourself
mm-hmm.
really is like you cannot buy that. There is no price that you can pay to experience that kind of joy and fulfillment.
Yes.
Of just stretching yourself and
yes.
putting in an extra amount of effort and work and,
mm-hmm.
and just going, you know, just applying yourself in a way that is new for you. There's a fulfillment in that.
And although, okay, you know, given option A, option B, option A being walk into the house and it's completely redone.
Yeah, like the
I wouldn't have minded that.
Like a Kardashian might have done. Right?
Well, yeah, but so that could have been an option, right? Like say
well.
I mean, well not it could have been well, I mean, it could have been an option, but given that option, of course, okay, I'm going to be honest, I would have loved that. Walk in, not worry about like, you know, this little edging that's kind of creepy, like that's rusted, like I don't know, should we buff that off? So yes, I probably would have chosen it. But here's what's so beautiful about option B, which is seeing the imperfections and then slowly working together, you and me, mm-hmm. to make these improvements. What's so nice is that, and I really, really mean this, we have these memories now built into the house.
Right.
This is part of us putting the energy, our own energy, into the house.
Exactly.
So like when, like I said a little bit earlier, like when we see the kitchen, it's like, oh, you know, yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. This, and if there's just, you walk around and you just feel pride in it, even though it's not the best.
Right. Exactly.
It's like you just, you know, feel good.
Yes. You know what that is?
I think, what is it?
I think that is because of the principle of life being all about relationships.
Yes.
And having a direct, yeah, having a direct relationship. Like because we did, you know, the work that we did, mm-hmm, we have a firsthand relationship with those cabinets.
Yes.
It's a firsthand.
When you make, tile.
Yeah. When you have a firsthand experience, like same thing with gardening, right? With your food, with making your food. And that's what makes something valuable is when something is handmade and you know the person who made it, for example.
I love that
sort of stuff,
yes,
right? It's like the firsthand relationship.
It's about
the relationship.
That. Yes, yes, yes. And then what I love, mm-hmm, now we don't have a lot of people over because, you know,
pandemic.
Anyways, we don't have a lot of people over, but you know, then when people go, oh, this is so nice. What? You guys did it yourselves? You just feel a little bit
that's
like,
funny.
Yes, we
actually
did.
We did.
Anyways, so you can do it. You can do it.
Maybe you can do it.
Yeah.
All right. Hope you enjoyed this episode. Thanks for sticking around and hanging around with your friendly neighborhood lesbians.
You can
follow us around. We are on Instagram and Facebook and Twitter and YouTube, and we even have a website. It is siennaandtoast.com. And we are at Sienna and Toast on all of the socials. And as always, we just encourage you to live your love story.
Hey, it's Radley Valentine. Join me for a brand new way of connecting with your angels on my new podcast, The Angel Tarot Show. Each week, you'll meet your angelic guides and guardians and find new ways to unlock unconditional love, tune into your intuitive abilities, and create the joy-filled life that, well, you've always wanted. Plus, you'll get a useful and timely energetic weather report bringing you guidance for the coming week. Tap into the healing, hope, and guidance that's all around you on the Angel Tarot Show, exclusively on mindbodyspirit.fm.